sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
How our country has changed in the last 4 months. We went from a booming economy to a virtual shutdown in a matter of few days. The fear of this new virus and how it impacted different parts of the world led to one of the most devastating financial downturns in the history of the United States. The science that dictated these measures taken by federal, state, and local governments indicated that COVID-19 virus would lead to possibly 1 or 2 million deaths in the United States alone. The posturing was clear that we must combat the virus as if it were an invading army, with no clear path to victory other than shutting down the economy and restricting the rights and basic movement of citizens of the country. The jobs lost since the beginning of the sheltering in place devastated approximately 30 million are out of work with an unemployment rate of 14.7%. In February, the unemployment rate was at 3.5%, the lowest rate in over 50 years, and it all changed overnight. After 3 months of sheltering in place, social distancing, and wearing of masks, the battle has been fought with no real victor. Instead, we are told that flattening the curve was not enough. We must do more. The fear is of another wave of virus that could be worse. Not sure what that looks like since the models that they use were off in the projections. The rate of infection in the United States based upon population is about 0.05%, and the rate of mortality of those infected is roughly the same. Early projections was in the vicinity of 1.5 to 2% mortality rate, which would have been huge. The annual worldwide rate of mortality from COVID-19 is 0.062%. It is obvious that the country needs to get back to work before we experience a complete meltdown of the great economy we have been blessed with. Many states are going back to normal life, some quicker than others. Georgia was one of the first, and it was predicted that they would see a spike or resurgence of COVID cases, which did not materialize. In California, we have been coming back online slowly and in stages. By the end of May, we were in stage two, which consisted of reopening low-risk workplaces. Lower risk included non-essential manufacturing, schools, childcare facilities, retail businesses, and curbside service and offices where working remotely wasn't possible. I don't know or understand how curbside retail works, but I don't think anyone else does either. Stage three opening includes opening of higher risk workplaces such as hair and nail salons, gyms, movie theaters, sporting events without live audiences, and in-person religious services, including churches and weddings. I find it hard to believe churches would be prohibited from meeting due to the fundamental right to assemble. Hopefully sanity will once again reign and life will return to normal because the numbers just don't justify the results we will now have to live for some time. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.